thing that will happen in Arrowhead Stadium for the next 20 years results in a murder. God bless America. 816-931-5534. 931-KKFI. Or you can share with us all the great deals you got on Black Friday. We'd love to hear that. 931-5534. Or your recipe for fresh cranberry stuffing. 816-931-KKFI. Or if you have an idea on how we should view the situation. I mean, there's a perspective on our town that's being lost here. I mean, really, the collective town had, you know, wanted to hold their heads up high and win a football game today or whatever. Like I said, I don't really care. But instead of that happening, two out of three entities at the other end of 911 killed each other, whatever, and you had a murder after the football game or during the football game. No, it's all good. But clearly nobody cares. All right, well, that's all right. You don't have to care. I mean, it's just Kansas City. I guess people in Johnson County think that it doesn't count for them or something. Or the people out in Lee's Summit are just like, yeah, that's what happens in Independence, downtown Kansas City. It's affecting the Power to Be White district. Eh, it's too far north, huh? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. All right, this is the Paragon Radio program right here on Community Radio in the 21st Century. Thank you. 9 minutes after 1, 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI. It literally feels like I'm talking to myself. It literally does. But, you know, just another day in Kansas City, right? Another couple murders. I mean, there's something about that. You know, they say that there's only, it's like 100 of the 15,000 or so counties in the United States, the ones where all the violence takes place. For the most part, most of this country is a tranquil, placid, you know, and sometimes meth-addicted place. A lot of it's rural. But, you know, in the cities where the violence is, it happens in all different types of ways. And, whenever you hear of an officer-involved shooting, there's a police officer kills a suspect. And I think that this is not unwarranted, that one's mind thinks about race. You start thinking about, was the person killed, was it a black guy? Because that would make sense, because that seems to be what always happens. Seems to always be the case. Start to think, was race a factor here? Because there's some Zimmerman-esque qualities about this. Got a mixed martial artist whipping up on another person who ends up fearing for their life. Except for the difference between George Zimmerman and this guy is that, of course, this guy was a uniformed police officer. But I'm looking at a picture of Anthony V. Bruno, the deceased. I mean, just recently married, literally married on Saturday, killed the same day after his, the next day, very early the next morning, after his reception. He's a white guy. They're not releasing the police officer's name. Probably won't find that out for some time. Will not know. But, you know, again, you have an opportunity to talk about this if you want to. If not, who cares? We'll move right along. Nobody cares. Who wants to talk about the actor from that Fast and Furious who died fast and furiously? Who wants to talk about that? Anybody? The fans are gathering at his site. Who cares? Somebody does. And that's the scary part. Somebody cares. See, here's a person that cares. They're interested in Paul Walker's acting career. It means something to them, and they want to talk about that and how him living and dying fast and furiously has affected them. Good morning. You're on the radio. You have turned your radio down, though.
Hello. I just don't think my car is going to work as good.
You don't think your car is going to work as good?
Without the proper Hollywood influence.
Okay, sure.
No, I care. I just had bad timing. I didn't mean to call while you were bringing that guy up.
No, okay.
I didn't hear your whole show because I'm carving wood and my tools are loud, but...
What are you making?
The fireman was a third-generation fireman.
Yeah, 26 years old. Young buck there. He's gone, though.
Well, I care.
Well, that's good. There's somebody out there cares.
So, another guy named Paul died yesterday, too.
Okay, cool. What was his name? What was his last name?
I can't pronounce his last name. Mboshi or something? The guy that owned the Trinity Broadcasting Network. The Jesus Channel.
Oh, a televangelist?
Yeah, I think that's what they call him.
I don't have any TV, so I don't watch those shows.
I don't either. I gave it up 10 years ago, but I remember that guy. He's nuts.
I did call for a prayer one time, and they wanted my credit card. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, they probably asked that before they asked your name, didn't they?
Very interested as to whether or not I had a credit card. I said no, and they said I could get a prepaid Visa at a local check cashing place.
Well, not to be all ADD tonight, but for sure, man, that's a shady deal, what happened. With the cops shooting the firemen. Very shady.
Is there something we do not know about the Kansas City Fire Department and Police Department?
They all get along.
Well, it doesn't. Well, two of them don't. Or two of them did not. How does a fire...
Yeah, I'd love to hear what the cab driver has to say.
Something...
Or the widow.
Well, something hard to understand in a foreign language, I would imagine, is what the cab driver has to say. But...
Not in Kansas City, man. They all speak English.
Have you ever been in a cab in Kansas
Many
City?
Many times.
Okay. Maybe in the comforts of Johnson County, they all have. They're all. I mean, I think, yes, most of the cab drivers in Kansas City are from Somalia. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm a big fan of piracy.
They speak English.
All right.
A little. Most of my cab drivers are Russian or African-American, if I'm politically correct. I think he'd prefer to be called a black man.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, cool. So somebody out there cares. It's good to know. I'm glad to hear it.
So you think you can get somebody for an interview? I mean, you try to do that?
Get somebody for an interview in regards to what?
The fireman's widow. I'd love to hear what she has to say.
She wants to say something at 2 o'clock in the morning to some guy on community radio? I wouldn't. You know what? And what would be the appropriate amount of time to wait to ask her a question?
Well, the media's going to ask her tomorrow, I'm sure.
They're calling her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But I said, what's the appropriate amount of time?
Yeah, like,
never.
I don't know.
How do you think
we'd need to hire a committee for that, wouldn't we?
How do you think she feels about it? Well, we need to hire a committee. I'm not going to pray about it. But if we could get a toxicology report and see how many Red Bulls and vodkas this guy had, or how many servings of steroids he had, or whatever it was. Who in their right mind proceeds to beat a police officer in uniform to death on their wedding night? There's something really missing here. And it's early in the story, so we'll have to find out more. But there's something really, really missing here.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of low, definitely something is missing. And we'll find out. You're right. Hopefully. We'll find out a little more anyway.
All right, cool. Well, you take care. Well,
have you read up on what's going on in Lawrence with the girl trying to house the homeless?
They wouldn't be homeless anymore, huh? She's trying to end that. No, I don't know. What happened? The city is trying to tell her she can't do that?
Yeah, it's against the law to house too many people in your house because, you know, it's a college town and they don't want slumlords ripping people off. But
right.
She's not charging them. Yeah. I don't know. I just wish more people would be aware of that as well.
Of the homeless problem? Issue with homelessness?
Well, the government trying to stop people from doing good.
Well, that's what the government's there for.
Seems like it. It's their job, right? Make sure everybody's good.
Harass people and make sure they're paying their taxes? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we all have to contribute now, don't we?
We do.
At what point do we say no more?
We all contribute in our own ways. You know, some of us are doctors, others are architects that build bridges that bring communities together, and, you know, some of us are sociopaths and others are psychopaths. We all have our own contributions to the community at large. All right.
Well,
that's absolutely true.
All right, Ben. You know I could talk your ear off all night long.
I know you could.
Well, hopefully this will inspire some others to call
so I
can hear more than my power tools going.
There you go. All right, to the power tools, the craftsman on the phone, take care and have a great day. All right. But literally, I mean, it's okay. It really is okay. I think the creepiest story that I've read, I mean, I don't know. I'm not creeped out by the fact that a police officer killed a firefighter. I'm not creeped out by that. I'm a little disturbed by it, and I would say disgusted. I mean, how do we explain it to our children, right? We don't, is the answer to that. How do you explain that one to the kids? You don't explain it to the kids. Or if you wanted to explain it to the kids, you go get one of those zombie video games, which I'm sure has zombie cops killing zombie firefighters. Why wouldn't it? That's what we have to explain to this. Explain this to the children while referencing zombies and vampires. I think that those would be base points the children could understand and could be incredibly, accurate. But the creepiest story that I read all day, maybe all week, maybe all month, is that, oh, I don't want to watch the full episode. I want the, come on, buddy. Why is everything so difficult on the internet? They want you to watch all their advertisements and watch the entirety of their programs. Who cares? But the Amazon is going to start delivering stuff to people's house using a drone. It's called like an octopter or something like that. They're going to start droning. So Amazon, for the unwashed out there, is a website. It's the, I think it's the biggest website in the world. It has distribution centers throughout this country where people are employed to run around either, you know, un-air-conditioned or unheated warehouses, like animals throwing stuff into bins to send off to people. And you can buy anything off of Amazon. Everyone should know that. And if you're really serious about Amazon, you have this thing called Amazon Prime, which is a membership program that gives you free two-day shipping on a bunch of their products. I mean, literally, people buy deodorant on Amazon using Amazon Prime. People get on there and buy, you know, I don't know, Chiclets and Trojans. I mean, it just stuff that you might normally go to a store to buy, you can just buy on Amazon. And in 2 days, you get it through their Prime membership. Now, what Amazon wants to do is they want to have the ability to send you stuff to your house within 30 minutes. And they would have little drones flying throughout your city. If you live close enough to a fulfillment distribution center or whatever, these warehouses that they make people run around like mice in the scientific experiment where they give them methamphetamines, trying to collect all the little pellets or something like that to put in the packages to send off to the people. Now they're going to put them onto drones and they're going to drone them to your house. I mean, that right there is the future. If Amazon is going to do it, everyone's going to be doing it. That's going to be the nature and the fact of the matter there. And then the first thing I started to think of is, why wouldn't everything work like that? And the answer is, everything will work like that soon enough. Can you imagine, what if parking, what if meter maids are drones? I mean, think about that. What if codes enforcement, what if municipal codes enforcement, they come over and, you know, they're inspecting the paint on your house, you know, and what's in your front yard? I mean, codes enforcers are extremely limited because of their lack of resources and probably rely mostly on neighbors snitching on neighbors to enforce codes in the city anyway. Snitches. We all have that. You know, you have a snitch on your block. You know who I'm talking about. The person that you don't bother, but they get all, you know, wrapped up because you got too many leaves in your front yard or your grass is a little too high or you have a car without a license plate on it parked in your driveway or whatever it is. And they got to give you a hard time. Snitches. Calling the codes enforcement, messing with the people, getting your car towed, that kind of thing. Well, what if all that was done without snitches and we just had drones everywhere? I mean, that's what the reality that if you could buy some Right Guard, a box of Chiclets and some Trojans off of Amazon and have that sent to you within a half hour, not by a human being, but by a little helicopter. I mean, there is, if the regulatory agencies that would be involved there, I guess the primary one would be the FAA or something like that. I guess the airspace would be low enough. I mean, it would just be so much fun to shoot those things down, man.
Well, I think the pressing question is, can you buy the drone from Amazon?
Well, there would be two drones bringing the thing to you. Well, of course you can buy a drone from Amazon.
And then we could watch the watchers. Follow the code enforcement people around. Make sure they got their seatbelt on.
Right. Now, I mean, that's all we're left with at that point. It's all we're left with. Because.
Drone tag.
Yeah, drone tag in a cave. I do want to get a drone. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd love to have one. I would just fly it over the neighborhood and just check stuff out. I mean, that's clearly the direction in which everything is going. Everything will be automated like that. But if Amazon's going to be the first one to do it, think about the scale of that. They're going to figure so much stuff out. They're going to understand how to make it efficient. They're going to understand all kinds, because it's a business doing it, you know? And there's no way you could get people on board filling the sky full of drones for the purposes of enforcing codes or writing people tickets or catching people not doing something or not paying something or whatever it is. But if it's Amazon doing it and they're bringing you your stuff quicker, within a half hour, I mean, literally, you order something on your computer, and then within, this is what Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, the guy that runs it, the guy that founded it, the guy that now owns the Washington Post, the guy that's just apparently going to start doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, that is the closest thing to the Jetsons that I think has ever, I mean, we're, I mean, this is similar to, you know, kind of a 3D printing of something, right? And now we're getting to the point where we have little miniature drones flying around, bringing us stuff, and we have the ability to three-dimensionally print stuff. I mean, we're getting really, really close.
Idiocracy.
Good morning. You're on the radio.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, Drew.
Yeah, speaking of this whole drone issue and what's coming up here with Amazon, I know Jake probably has, but have you ever read Second Variety by Philip K. Dick?
No.
You really should. It's very much along the lines of an evolution of drones. Of course, being the time that he wrote this, this is coming from a wartime effort. It's definitely a chilling idea. Another one was that I'd recommend as well is Progeny.
Cool.
And these both centers around the evolution of drones, and another actually centers around robots basically taking care of children without any parental involvement. For quite a while, you really should read both of these stories. I'm assuming you've read both of them, have you not, Jake?
I haven't read them, but I'm familiar with them.
I was surprised. I don't know. I just pictured you as a big Philip K. Dick fan.
I appreciate it. I've also got a slightly different take on the singularity that a lot of those guys see coming.
I got you. I will say, commenting upon his works, because I have to just bring this up, a lot of the movies butcher most of the subtext that's in underneath his works. And his works have a much more supernatural effect, I would argue, that those movies take out. So anyone who likes the movies, I would definitely suggest giving the books a shot. I think you'll like the books better. I'm just putting that out to anyone out there. Talk to you guys later.
All right, take care, Drew.
Bye.
So there's some holiday reading for you if you'd like. But I mean, I'm going to go with, if Amazon sets up this program, which everyone's going to be, you know, falling all over themselves to get. I mean, I wonder what the number. I mean, we could probably go to Amazon and see what the number one purchased item is. They index that stuff, right?
Philip K. Dick books.
Yeah, well, on tape, right? Philip K. Dick books. And I'm sure, I mean, that might be one of the more popular things that Amazon does sell, is intangible things like, you know, data, you know, books, or I don't know, something pretty interesting. But once Amazon does it, that's it. I mean, that's it right there. They're going to figure it out so good, how to create massive networks of miniature drones for the purposes of logistics. I mean, they're going to have it so figured out, it's going to be over, because it's money behind it. It's not like there's, you know, you couldn't convince people to do this because of terrorism, right? That'd freak people out a little too much. Or maybe you could. Maybe we just need to, you know, screw on the terrorism a little bit tighter. But getting Amazon the opportunity to do this, and then, you know, whoever runs their program gets a consultant job with, you know, the New York Police Department or something, and then it's just over. The New York Codes Administration, and it's just over. just synergizing all this stuff, and then you know, we'll wake up in the future, and like I said,
the metadata monsters will feast.
I guess, what am I talking about?
Chicklets and Trojans.
It's already over. 816-931-5534, 931-KKFI, you're on the radio. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
This is Charlie calling from Liberty, Missouri.
Sweet.
I've been driving for the last 14 hours. I'm just pulling back to college today. But I was listening to the radio earlier. You were talking about the police officer that shot the fireman.
Correct.
In Kansas City.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, like, how something like that even happened, you know? Like, from what you've explained on the radio thus far, like, if the guy was, like, all liquored up and he, you know, had a really good night on the town and, you know, just got married and all that, you know, wouldn't he be, like, wearing a tuxedo and, you know, looking official? And, yeah, maybe he's smashed drunk and he gets out of the cab and forgets to pay it or something. But, you know, I would have assumed with, like, all of his friends there, you know, hanging out with his buddies, you know, one of them would have picked up the tab or something would have been, you know, taken care of before it escalated so far.
Well, I mean, you get that the guy, the firefighter who got killed, who had just been married, and we don't know that he was drunk. We can only assume. I mean, you just,
yeah,
allegedly, you know, whatever. You know, the cop was also wearing a uniform. I'm not sure what uniform takes precedence, the cop uniform or the I just got married uniform?
Yeah.
Right? Well, the tuxedo
earlier
or
the blues? Because I thought you said that the police officer was off duty and like not wearing a uniform, which would have made things a lot more confusing for like the whole situation.
Absolutely. Off duty and in uniform.
Okay, that's really strange for sure. But you know, like if the guy even like roughed him up, you know, it's like, well, you know, if you confront him and you like, you know, what would he have to say? Like, how belligerent would he have to be? Or, like, how drunk would this guy have to be to, like, beat up, you know, a police officer in uniform? You know, like, I'm afraid just to talk to a cop, let alone, you know, put my hands on him. You know, I'm pretty much guaranteed going to jail if I touch the guy. So it's like, you know, the guy's got mace. He's got, you know, a police baton. Don't they have, like, you know, tasers for this kind of stuff? You know, like, I don't get why he had to pull out a gun and, you know, just gun him down in the street like that. You know, are there, like, bystanders watching that are going to help, you know, try to break it up? I think jumped the gun, you know, as they say, and literally shot the guy. It just doesn't make sense.
What details have come out is the cop was getting his face destroyed, had broken ribs, was getting thrown around like a rag doll by this mixed martial artist devotee, tap-out type
affliction.
Firefighter. Yeah, he's one of those tap out guys. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say tap out guys?
Yeah, like MMA.
Yeah, he's one of those tap out guys. I mean, that's what we're
finding
out.
He had like two jobs. He was doing like MMA at night and firefighting during the day or something.
No, I don't know. He lifted a lot of weights. He looked like a, you know, a brick house.
Yeah,
as they say, a brick.
I don't see how like they come in contact. You know, if I'm the cop and I'm like, I come up to that guy like, hey, you need to pay your fare. First off, you know, I don't know how big of, you know, the fare is going to be. You know, if it's like $50 or more, it's a pretty big deal, you know. The cab driver's got to, you know, feed his family and stuff for himself, you know, pay the rent underneath him. So he's probably pissed off about not getting paid. But I just don't see how it all escalates like that. You know, I'm sure that happens every day in, you know, cities all across America. And it probably, you know, doesn't, you know, conclude in one person being dead and the other guy, you know, probably being looking at, you know, administrative leave or something for the next, you know, foreseeable year or something. But I just think that's really unfortunate. And I wanted to add, you know, like you were asking the listeners, like how they thought that these two deaths today, like reflected upon Kansas City. I'm not from around here. I'm from Virginia. And, you know, I hadn't even heard about this until about an hour ago when I was, you know, searching the stations trying to find something to listen to on the drive. I don't think it reflects too poorly on, you know, the city. You know, people die every day, you know, not dealing with, like, children or, you know, mass shootings or minorities, like you were kind of hinting at earlier. You know, it's just two guys, you know, one died, one didn't kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't understand it, man. And I think that is very unfortunate.
It does feel like there's a missing component.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be really curious about, you know, how they detail the events and what led up to the actual shooting. Or if we'll ever find out the truth. We usually don't, but, you know, it'll be funny just to hear their story or what they said happened. And I'm sure there's a lot of it that's true, you know, if the guy's got his face patched up, but, yeah.
There has to be some component of insanity involved here. Like I mean, like steroids and the effects that one has from steroids or blind rage and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know.
SSRI, Red Bull and vodka.
Bath salts. I don't know. There's got to be something.
Yeah.
There is a variable here that we do not know now, and we might not know for a long time. It will eventually come out.
Yeah.
It absolutely will.
So I have a quick question before I let you guys go here. I don't know that much about the other death in the parking lot that you guys were talking about. Is there anything else you can tell me about that?
The parking lot of Arrowhead where the Chiefs play, there is very little information that has come out except for one person who was apparently in a car that they were not supposed to be in, was not shot, but apparently roughed up to the point of, killed, beaten by two people. There are two people in custody who are downtown, Hocus Pocus, 12th and Locust. They are downtown at police headquarters. And, that's all the information that has come out as of yet. I would imagine the PR guy at the police department right now, what do you think he's drinking?
Sure, really.
I mean, seriously, sitting in his office with the lights off, what do you think he's drinking? Yeah. I mean, it's
he's
a rough.
He's probably contemplating new career options or something, yeah.
Something. Or, sitting there wondering which chamber has the bullet in it. Let's give it another spin. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's another spin for the PR guy, right? But,
I think that, so now that you've told me a little bit more about that, I think that incident between the two of them kind of does reflect the poorer of the two, I'd say, because with the first one with the cop and the firefighter, there was, a gun involved, Whatever went up to it, I'm all, pro gun rights, as long as you use them responsibly and they're not in the hands of, sociopaths and psychopaths, whatever. At least he killed him, quick. He shot him. It was over with. But, it's like you have these two kind of vigilante kind of style people, and they're beating this guy to death with their hands. That's, brutal, prehistoric kind of stuff.
I don't think that's...
He probably didn't die instantly. He probably, bled out from, the wounds he sustained from being beat up.
We're way too speculative. I would imagine that the people that killed this guy knew him. I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, hey, man, I just wanted to call and, talk a little bit, but I just actually got back to campus, so I got to get off the phone. But, it was good talking to you, man.
All right, take care. All right, well, we appreciate that.
Is William Jewell the only college in Liberty?
I think so. Should ask them. 816-931-5534. They might have, a Wright Business Schools or something like that.
I think William Jewell would be the only thing to draw somebody out from Virginia in Liberty. If he's back on campus.
No, that probably makes sense. I mean, William Jewell is a nice little college up there.
Sure. They've got a stellar nursing program.
Is that something you looked into?
No. Several of my friends that are RNs did go there, though.
It'd be all right if you wanted to be a nurse, Jake.
I thought about it.
You'd be a good nurse, I bet. So, make up another poultice. Here we go. Put this on that. The gunshot, man. You got shot, bro.
I'm not sure if onions and garlic will draw out bullets.
You might have to step it up a notch.
Correct.
816-931-5534. I mean, that's nice to know. The guy from Virginia is interested in this, and nobody from Kansas City could give a damn.
Well, that probably... that's probably why.
Probably has something to do with it.
I wonder also if the... And talk about speculation, because apparently the news clip I heard about the Arrowhead incident was that a father and son left the game to go back to their car before the game
really?
Was over and found somebody in their car, and then apparently the scuffle ensued. But I wonder, did said intruder have a Bronco jersey on? Was there any football component to it?
Okay, so here's the most updated story. This is from 41 Action News. Kansas City Police Department officers told 41 Action News that a man with critical injuries was found lying next to his car in the lot at approximately 5:20 p.m. Sunday. The man was rushed to an area hospital where he later died. The victim was described as a man in his 20s from Grandview.
Uh-oh.
Witnesses told investigators that the owner of a Jeep Grand Cherokee came to his car and saw someone inside the vehicle that should not have been there. A struggle between the owner and individual occurred. According to the Public Information Office, Officer Darren Snapp, the guy who is currently drinking heavily in his dimly lit office right now, three individuals are in custody related to the incident, which is being investigated as a possible homicide. So I had old information. The hospital says that there is no obvious signs of what caused the man's death. In the aftermath, many people attending the game were confused as what had occurred. It's definitely something I've never experienced. Wow, that's awesome. This Chiefs fan from Sterling, Kansas, talks like he's really slow. Marcus Pitts said, "It definitely something I never experience." Cool. Pitts was parked just five spots away from the crime scene. However, Sunday night's incident won't keep him away from coming back to Arrowhead Stadium. We'll definitely be back. It just doesn't shake me in that sense. Who is this guy? And, yeah. So three people, not a fan rivalry. Maybe it was, one of these guys who's, all sped up. If he's in his 20s from Grandview, I mean, there's, what, a 70 to 90% chance if he's not a member of the International House of Prayer and part of a death cult that he is, in fact, a methamphetamine user.
Approximately.
Right? Yeah, so you're pretty high odds. If he's not in one of those IHOP death sex cults, that he might just, in fact, be on methamphetamines. And, this happens all the time, where people who are all sped up, who are on drugs, get into a altercation, be it with somebody else or a cop or whatever it is, and just kind of spend themselves out, give everything they had because they're doped up. They're on PCP. They're on cocaine. They're on methamphetamines, whatever it is. And they get restrained, and they just keep pushing, and their heart gives out. That's what they're saying. There's no obvious signs, according to the hospital, of what caused the man's death. That's pretty crazy. I mean, terrified. I mean, it's got to be an awkward situation. You're trying to get something out of somebody's car, and they show up, and all of a sudden they're kicking your ass.
Well, and also, that might... Because he was in this Jeep that wasn't his. Was he in some kind of distress anyway? Was he confused as to which car he was in? Because apparently he wasn't trying to rob him.
He wasn't?
Well,
it doesn't say that that's, clearly what... But, why would you be in the car in the first place? Was this the one car in the parking lot that wasn't locked or something like that?
Right. You've been awake for 17 days.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You've been awake 17 days. Voices are telling you that, there's a nice place to cuddle up inside of that vehicle.
The Chiefs had just puked a two-touchdown lead away. Tempers were flaring anyway.
I mean, who were these people leaving, that time? I mean, that's also the goofy part.
Right.
I mean, why would you leave at that time? I mean, because the game wasn't decided until it was over. I mean, the right. Chiefs lost by a touchdown, right?
Yeah, just barely. And they had the ball, right up until the last minute.
Right.
And so, yeah, at 5:20, that was probably barely after halftime. So these people magically left their seats at a tie game to go.
A sold-out game, the most important game being played that day in all of America. Right. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Another missing component.
A lot of missing components here. But I would imagine that in the end, we'll find out that some drug was involved in both these counts. That would be my guess. 816-931-5534-931-KKFI. Do you know why? Because drugs are at the heart of almost every single one of society's problems in the United States of America. We talk about this. We've talked about this. Drugs are at the center of almost every single homicide. Vast majority of property crimes, violent crimes. I mean, it's drugs. Trying to get drugs, trying to keep getting drugs, all messed up because you're on drugs, doing crazy, crazy stuff. 816-931-5534-931-KKFI, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Bill from Kansas City.
What's up, Bill?
your take from, it's unfortunate that guy died, but your take from... about people from Grandview is pretty spot on. So I think your theory holds some weight there.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I. No,
in the time
I mean,
you spent
I think,
in Grandview. All right, 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 right.
I think you're onto something here. But anyway, that couple, like, what was it, a father-son who killed this guy, apparently?
Well, they said the father-son came up on him, but then there was three people arrested. Maybe it was missing component.
Right. Well, we need to sign them up for the Chiefs defense because I don't know what those guys were doing today, but we need some killers out there. But the cop shooting the fireman thing is a very interesting story. Isn't that like the second or third shooting by a cop down in P&L this year? Because I want to say it's happened before. They've killed someone down there before.
Yeah, I mean, that's to be in all fairness, that's like a block or two north of the Power to Be White district.
Marriott.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, of course, you know, I don't know what the figures are on how many people were killed by police officers down in the Power to Be White district this past year. But that's an amazing thing. Amazing thing that a firefighter decided that he's like, it's my lucky night. I'm going to destroy this cop and go back to my hotel room with my new bride after having not paid my cab fare. I mean, I just, you know, I can kind of understand a guy all pumped up, all excited because of everything that happened in that day. I mean, you know, just kind of delusional or whatever. Wanting to go like, you know, I'm above it all. I'm going to run from the cop. Bill wouldn't have any of that.
Maybe Bill's in the Power to Be White district.
You know what I'm saying? A guy is high on everything. You got a cousin that might do something like that. You know, Jake? Just end up if, let's thank God that cousin of yours doesn't, lift weights and take steroids and watch too much MMA stuff, right?
You might have to narrow that down. I got a lot of cousins.
I think we all know which cousin I'm talking about. It's not like he's listening right now. It'd be okay. And even if he was, you know, he's not going to do anything. 816-931-5534. 931-KKFI. Yeah, I think, what the hell? At 2 o'clock, we might as well play the new Suicide, huh?
Might as well.
I don't see any reason not to do that. 931-5534, 931-KKFI, and also email paragonradio@gmail.com.
We got a social media message that a listener in Indiana says his gut tells him that it's a weird Clark Hunt kind of black magic symbol or something.
Is that a relative? Is that your cousin in Indiana?
No. Non-related.
But it's amazing, you know, Kansas City made headlines today, folks. Policeman kills fireman in altercation. That's funny, they're calling it altercation. Because that's what Daryl Forte called it, the chief of Kansas City, Missouri Police. Yeah, that's your town, boys and girls. Be damn proud of it.
We had the pipeline explosion in Pettis County made national news.
Yeah, I had to look that up. Hughesville? Is that the name of the town? Yeah.
Houstonia, Hughesville. They're kind of little farm towns in between I-70 and Highway 50, approximately Nomnoster or Lamontish. So if you took I-70, the 24 highway or the 13 highway exit, not quite all the way to 65, in between I-70 and Highway 50.
And they never said anything about what the cause of that was, did they?
They said it was equipment malfunction.
I mean, that's the amazing thing, because they're still, you know, having issues with the cleanup. I mean, go figure, in Arkansas with that pipeline that ruptured down there. There was another pipeline just recently that ruptured as well, and there are these underground pipelines know, folks down, I think this was in Texas. You know, like that pipeline that ruptured in that town in Arkansas. This pipeline's underground. It's buried. Most people didn't even know it was there.
Right.
So when that started, when you know, this pipeline, you know, explodes and you have all this oil bubbling up out of the ground, you don't know what it is.
Black gold, Texas.
No
tea.
Idea. I mean, it's like, I can think of it, you know, on a personal level. It's like the time I got a bunch of poison ivy oil on my finger and then spread it all over my body, and I had no idea what was happening. I thought I had Ebola or something. My body was pussifying, which I'm not even sure how you spell that, but that's what was taking place. Or you just don't know. You're looking in your backyard, going, "Oh my God, what's happening?"
We're either rich or the apocalypse is here.
All that infrastructure that's, you know, maintained clearly very poorly.
Right.
That just explodes from time to time.
Well, apparently the ground's not as stable as we thought with the sinkholes and the terracanes. And, you know, I'm not too unconvinced the Earth isn't in an expansion process. There's islands popping up. Changes afoot.
What about the radioactive Japanese wave that's nearing the west coast of the United States?
From World War II or Fukushima?
Fukushima.
Yeah, I think that's another solid cover for, you know, radiation emanates from the center out also. You know, I think the Mariana Trench, a lot of the new ocean floor comes up from there, and those radioactive hard isotopes. Yeah, I think Fukushima is a good cover for the fact that we're about to go through a growth spurt, and there's no way to tie that radiation to, because we did a bit about this back when Fukushima first happened, and there's, you know, all the hysteria like in Ireland about all the radiation that was apparently reaching Europe already. They couldn't differentiate it from the trash that they're spewing out in Dublin. But yeah, Fukushima is a good catch-all for, you know, all of this stuff.
816-931-5534, 931-KKFI. We'll go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Hello. It's Bill again. My apologies. I have Sprint, so the conversation will last a minute or two before I get dropped.
Yeah, we all know how that is.
Yeah, but anyway, so the altercation with the firemen, that was a very weird situation. I'm trying to think what I was going to say here. So the story is the guy who was, he assaulted the cop, right? And he wasn't armed, though. He just beat him up. Right, the firefighter just beat the cop up like MMA style, huh?
Yeah, no, that's what they're saying. The eyewitnesses say the cop was flipped in the air, had a broken eye socket, had broken ribs.
If that were to happen to like you or me, say we're in Westport and I don't know, some crazy guy jumped us and we shot him, we would go to jail for that, right? I mean, you can't just shoot someone and. Isn't that kind of what that the whole
but I mean, if you're
Zimmerman thing was about, was getting pummeled and so he shot him.
But the difference between George Zimmerman and this police officer is that the police officer was a police officer, right? I mean, don't cops have a responsibility to getting involved with situations even when they are off duty? But it's like when they're wearing the uniform. I mean, you can't, you know, what are you going to do? You're a policeman when you're wearing the uniform. You're a policeman when you're not wearing the uniform, but you have responsibility. So if you see a fight taking place in a public place between, you know, somebody wearing a tuxedo or whatever and a cab driver, you got to do something, right? You can't just look the other way.
Shooting him in the chest is a little excessive.
Oh, no, right. I mean, I don't think anyone should have gotten killed, but the guy had a fractured skull, a broken orbital, you know, which is his eye socket, and busted ribs.
Right.
I think the cop was literally, if that's true, if he had a broken skull, a fractured skull, and his, you know, he's going to have some serious reconstructive surgery, I mean, come on. I mean, that's a lot more than George Zimmerman's bloody little, you know, head. Remember George Zimmerman had that little scab on his forehead or whatever it was?
Right,
after
right.
After Trayvon, and, you know beat him into the ground.
At this point, but, right, it's, you know. And then the city, I imagine this the guy's family will probably sue the city. I don't know how they'll be able to pay for him since the red light cameras are turned off now. So I don't know how
they're trying to
make the revenue.
Don't worry about that. They're going to figure out a way to turn the red light cameras back on. The red light cameras only got turned off on a technicality. All they have to do is change the Missouri state law and then turn those red light cameras back on.
Well, I heard the city council was trying to pass a new ordinance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And well, but then they got overruled, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's the appellate court in the state of Missouri found that the red light cameras were unconstitutional because or illegal. I'm not sure if it was a constitutional issue, because you're getting a ticket for a moving violation, but they're not taking points off your license for the purposes of insurance or possible revocation of your driving privileges.
You think they would really try to go that far? That'll be the next step, is all these people will get point deductions off their insurance.
But if you get a ticket from a cop for running a red light, you get a point deduction, don't you?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem. That's why it's not matching up. That's why the courts said that the red light cameras as they stand now are incorrect, because you can't find somebody for a moving violation that's not a moving violation, that doesn't have the same penalties as a moving violation.
Right, that makes sense. But
all they have to do is change the state law. I mean, that's all that has to happen. I mean, that's the funny thing about
the law. You think that'll happen?
Do we think the Missouri General Assembly, which is very conservative, is going, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not that it would make a difference if it was liberal. Are they going to take this as a privacy issue, as, you know, as a government intrusion into your life issue or a safety issue, and just get behind it? I mean, that'll be the interesting thing. I have no idea how the Missouri General Assembly would play that out.
Right. I'm not too familiar with Missouri politics, to be honest with you. But it would seem, so if they do change the law, though, it would have to be a point deduction from your insurance, right? I mean, that's...
Right, but then the whole idea is you should, you know, they have to then be able to defend that in court, right?
Right,
a police officer writes a ticket that's a moving violation, I mean, you technically have an opportunity to address that officer and the situation in front of a judge.
Yeah, you would think so. And usually, I know when I went to those things, the cop never showed up, so it always got dismissed. But that sounds like it'd be even more expensive, though. It's going to... all those court fees and all that for the city.
Well, sure. I mean, that's how it racks up. But is it about raising revenue? I mean, sure, the red light cameras are.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with safety or anything like that. But it gets to a point where you're spending money to make money, to raise revenue,
right,
or whatever it is. But we got to build 2 miles of streetcar in downtown Kansas City.
I was going to say, but I had a question, though. It would be interesting to see, since the red light cameras were shut off a couple weeks ago, and they say it's all about safety, I would be interested to see the number of wrecks. Has that gone up, or has it stayed the same? That would be an interesting
The cameras are still there, and the signs are still there. So psychologically, it's still taking place. You know, if all the infrastructure is there, and you see that, I can't run this red light because there's a sign that says that it's, you know, monitored by photograph. It's the same thing as having, you know, a dummy camera somewhere. People see that, there's a camera there. I got to moderate my behavior, even if it's not a real camera. They don't know.
Well, I must be blind, because I know when I come up on 39th Street, I don't even recognize the camera. I didn't even know there was a camera there until I got the ticket that one time. But
39th and what?
Right out by you guys, 39th and Main Street there.
Yeah, it's a goofy one, because it's not in all directions of the intersection. It's only going east and west they have the tickets. So if you're going north and south on Main, you don't get a ticket. And there's so much stuff to look at. You know, coming down 39th Street. So much candy for the eyes. All right, Bill, we appreciate your phone call, man. You have a good night. All right, it's just about 2 o'clock in the morning. Should we do it? Should we go ahead and do the suicide, Jake?
If you'd like to. It's locked and loaded. Brand new, hot off the presses.
Yeah, we haven't had a new suicide for... been a while, hasn't it?
I missed the last 2 weeks.
That's a really big deal, Jake.
It is. I promise to never move again.
All right, this is the Paragon Radio Program. 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio.
We are following some breaking news overnight in Missouri. A pipeline explosion rocked the small town of Houstonia. It's about 75 miles west of Kansas City. Officials say